when I, for example, watched my parents work as hard as they did, right? I didn't really understand it in the moment.
Yeah.
I didn't understand just what that meant and what it was going to mean to me.
Yep.
But here I am so many years later, and I have the most love and respect for what they were able to achieve.
Mm-hmm. We can talk shit about this America all we want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all know what it is. It's not easy, especially for us.
Exactly.
But from an opportunity standpoint, ability to be someone out of nothing and create something out of yourself, I don't think there's another country
that can allow you,
can allow you to do so. It's understanding your heritage. And you can go back to a generation where her mom was one of the most prominent businesswomen in Gambia, like, you know, powerful female leader at her time.
Love and prosperity. What's going on, my people?
Yes.
I go by the name DJ Anzo, here with my brother, Young Money Millionaire, Uncle E.
Come on.
We've been hiding. But not like in a bad way. Just life's been happening.
In a good way.
Life's been happening, but, you know, all blessings.
Oh, 100%.
You know? And We're back.
We're back, guys.
I'm saying TJMTM is back.
Come on.
The Jola meets the Madi, for those of you who don't know the acronym. What's been going on, bro? Like, talk to the people. What's been happening,
man, in the life? You know, a lot has been going on. Mm-hmm. First of all, you know, just from a standpoint of one of the original fan club members of DJ Anzo, you know, we have just been happy to see the growth of Anzo dominating Pacific Northwest. Shout out to Nairam, shout out to Intavi, all the other guys. It's just been amazing. I am very happy in that aspect. You know, shout out to you guys. Keep it going.
I appreciate it.
You know, it was nice having Nairam in, what was it, last season?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was two seasons ago.
Yeah. If you guys haven't checked it out, you know, DJ Nairam is able to bless us with his presence and talk to us about his journey and how really the concept of even Afro beats in Seattle began from stage to now what it is, a very local movement of Afrobeats in the Seattle area.
For sure.
And now you have the protege here. Anzo is only fitting. It's now right around that time. So
I'm trying smooth.
I'm very happy for you guys.
Thank you, bro.
Keep it up. So
and for real, shout out Nairam, shout out Blast. They were featured in the Seattle Times.
I saw that.
Big article. Yeah. And shout out to Tabi Singh, DJ Nazo, and Nairam, because they just got highlighted in OK Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Clues bombs
for these two, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And Tabi wrote the article, and it was about sort of the scene in Seattle and what Nairam has done to bring it to Afrobeats as a whole and just put it, made it his mantra for us to be known as a music scene. So, man, Clues bombs for them too. There's a lot of people we gotta big up, but you know yourselves, you know, we're just getting started.
This is just the beginning. I always say it's gonna keep growing bigger and bigger, and we've already seen it. So you know, I just appreciate the fact that we got a chance to hear from Nairam, and you know, it highlights kind of what we do. So if you have a story, if you're doing anything within this, you know, the community, and you want to share, you know, please reach out to us, because
we
really, you know, would love to amplify and highlight what you're doing in any way. So let us know.
Lots of big things are going on in the scene.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out, man, just shout out all our Africans.
Yeah.
Not just people in the scene, all the Africans. Whether you're at work, you're working hard, you're an engineer, lawyer, doctor, whatever you do.
Amplify yourself.
Amplify yourself, be dope, embrace it, and, you know, or we're thankful. We're thankful that we even have this the ability, opportunity to just go out and be great like that.
100%. 100%. It's amazing to see. So as you can, you know, to go back to your question, you know, like when we record podcasts and, you know, we make sure that we find topics that are relevant to us, to our community, friends and family, and bring it up for discussion, share our opinions, mm-hmm. bring dialogue and stuff. But, you know, of course, like Anzo and I, we have our careers and outside of work projects that we work on as well as we see growth. And we'll share with you guys more about, you know, stuff we do. But sometimes we do prioritize those things. Mm-hmm. It makes it a little bit more difficult to record. So,
yeah.
But whenever we are, when we find the consistency to do so, we do take time and effort to do it. So, yeah, you know, just appreciate you guys just, you know, reaching out, messaging us, telling us, you know, what's going on, where's the podcast. You know, we always do keep you guys in our mind and make sure that when we do find the time, we release episodes and more discussions for us all.
Yeah, big up the whole crew, man. Thank you guys for keeping us in check. Special shout out to Barry too. Barry, thank you for us. You know what you did, but peace, love, and prosperity. We appreciate you.
100%.
You know what I mean? What's been going on in the life of E, bro?
A lot has happened. Work-wise, going through the summer to now outside of work. So for me, like just this year, it's just how can I always keep growing as a person in terms of being more so more than my title of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I haven't spent for me now, like my whole 20s in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bigger scale now where I'm at a point where I am trying to have more of an entrepreneurial mindset, trying to learn more, understand, you know, what where markets are going, opportunities, how to build
investor vibes.
So because we see the markets, we're currently in a recession, and you already know, like
that's plotting time.
It's plotting time. You know? So that's always what it's been and what will always be.
Mm.
So yeah, you know, man's just been out there, just got his entrepreneurial mindset. You know, I'm just working on different projects and trying to be more outside of my job.
Yeah.
So
come into a store near you or a platform near you. We can't disclose exactly what
coming.
It is.
Someone is coming.
But just be aware.
I'm in the lab.
He's cooking right now.
I'm cooking.
And whatever's being cooked up, chef's kiss.
Oh man.
Only the best of the best, because that's what we do over here.
It's coming.
At TJMTM.
Of course.
So some people may know, right?
Yeah, well,
maybe a few.
This is very classified right now. So
highly classified, you know, information. But, can't even talk about
it. The whole thing is just, again, is just a realization for me this year has been, and time, like we could talk about this, like the pandemic really started this where we were so focused on our careers and that was the end all be all and how we race and climb this ladder.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where we forget in a, to a certain degree, you need to have your own career outside of or the job or who employs you.
Yeah.
That means finding your passion. You know, we're talking about just the growth of Afrobeats, you tapping into your passion and finding ways to build yourself, to mm-hmm. become an entrepreneur in that aspect. So that's just where I'm at now, where, you know, it's something that I realized during the pandemic. And now I'm just like, all gas, no breaks, where, you know, of course, you still have your job, you're still growing in your career. But now you're also having an entrepreneurial mindset of
mm-hmm.
your own passions, finding ways to build something out of it. So, you know, we'd love to hear what everyone is thinking about. But, you know,
something I always think about, and I heard this from actually Wall Street Trapper. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Are they on YouTube? Like, yeah. Give like investment advice.
Yeah, him. So he said something that caught my attention. He said the government will incentivize you for things that they can't provide, right? So that for me was like a whole mindset shift, because that's what these corporations and everybody's doing, right?
Yeah.
They're either providing a product or a service that the government doesn't have the capacity to subsidize.
Yeah.
And so they're being incentivized to continue providing that, right? And once you like realize that and your mindset shifts and you realize that you're actually the supply and the demand and you ultimately can set those things, like mindset shift, you know. 100%. So that, all that to say, when Uncle E drops what he's got to drop, just, you know what I'm saying, don't sleep on it. Just be on the lookout, you know.
A lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
No, I read this book, Shoe Dog. If you haven't read it, I'm sure it's very popular, the founder of Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Shoe Dog. And for me personally, just seeing my older brother go through his entrepreneurial journey.
Happy belated birthday, you know, too.
Happy belated mm-hmm. birthday to Dr. Ish.
Dr. Ish.
And that's where, like, you look at inspirations. So, quick backdrop. You know, when I was an intern, you know, I'm like 19, 20. And you know, your older brother, here he is, he's working, you know, he's in kind of like in the position I'm in.
Yeah.
You got a stable job, you're good, you know, making like six figures, all everything. And I, you know, all of a sudden, I didn't see satisfaction out of him. I saw hunger and determination.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just saw a lot of passion and him explaining to me, you know, what he wants to build. It was just flip charts, ideas, words, but like every day, like he's just thinking about it, talking about it. And, you know, we had both read the book Think and Grow Rich, and his, when you're in a state of flow,
yeah,
you're obsessed with wanting to build something, but he did not find satisfaction in being in that corporate anymore. He
exactly.
It was something more than that. And at that time, I really couldn't truly understand, but I was just like, of course, supportive and be like, man, this is dope. Like, here he is trying to, you know, understand, like, there's more to what your current job is.
Yeah.
And long story short, you know, like, you got to see where that idea to determination comes into, you know, everything. And now, you know,
until its fullness,
Gambia and coming into. And of course, like, right, never easy. It's a very hard thing. But I take away from the fact is that you get to a point where, you know, he got to a point where he realized that that fulfillment would not come directly from just doing your own job.
Mm-hmm.
You even love what you do, but are you going to be fulfilled from
exactly
it? And if that is a yes for you, that's cool, but
and
it was not
wrong
for
good, right?
And I, you know, at that time, to be honest, early in my career, I didn't ever think I was like, yeah, you know, let me just do my corporate thing, climb my ladder, you know, do what I gotta do,
yeah,
get my promotion, raises,
which,
you know,
which for some people there's fulfillment and it's rewarding, you know.
So in all conclusion, I'm basically now at that point where he was,
yeah,
you know, 7-8 years ago, where now I just don't, you know, I'm not saying I hate my job, blah, 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 all that, but I'm just not getting fulfillment.
You kind of see a bigger picture in a different sense.
I see
sense,
a bigger
right?
picture. So, like I said, stay tuned. The main thing is, like, you know, it's just not okay just me talking about it and not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's actually to do it, to try it. I am willing to take the risk.
Yeah. I read his letter to his daughter. And
yeah, that was very profound, right?
Very profound. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it also reminded me of sort of the feeling of your children. When I, for example, watched my parents work as hard as they did,
yep,
right? I didn't really understand it in the moment.
Yeah.
I didn't understand just what that meant and what it was going to mean to me.
Yep.
But here I am so many years later, and I have the most love and respect for what they were able to achieve and what they were able to, the life they were able to make for us, and also what they instilled in us.
Values.
Those values, the just you, almost your entire being came from these people, right? And now seeing, being in the position that they were in, and not only that, having more opportunities than they did, I want that same thing for my children, right? Whenever they come around.
It's generational.
And it's generational. It's like the way a chief thinks. You think seven generations down the line. People have all these sayings, but you don't really like understand it till you're in it.
You're in it and you reach to that point and you just, the light just clicks. You're like,
it clicks.
Because just from, we don't even give our parents, I feel like, their flowers enough in that aspect of, they had, even though they didn't know where it was going to take us,
mm-hmm,
but if your parents, you know, migrated from Uganda, from Gambia, from Nigeria, and came to the U.S.,
mm-hmm,
didn't, like, you have to understand.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing to do in the world, man. You leave everything you know, and you come back and you just Let's go without ever feeling sorry for yourself, without ever feeling like a victim. You just grab life by its little horns and you take it on.
You go into a new land where there are more opportunities, and you know, you just know when it's like a hope or maybe a goal that they have, that their kids will have a better life and will be further than where they were by coming to this land of opportunity. We can talk shit about this America all we want. And, you know, we all know what it is. It's not easy, especially for us.
Exactly.
But from an opportunity standpoint, ability to be someone out of nothing and create something out of yourself, I don't think there's another country
that can allow you,
to do so.
Yeah.
And both me and you are know that. And at the end of the day, a lot of people talk about it, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. How are you going to separate yourself?
Our parents have, in my opinion, overachieved. We got degrees. You have a job.
You can pay. You can live by yourself.
The buck doesn't stop there.
So, it doesn't.
You know, like I said, everyone has their own different motivations. I just always think we should always strive to be better, think more long term, and understand what our fulfillment points are. And have your own life. Don't let your 9-to-5 be bread and butter only.
I gotta give us some credit though. I don't think when we started this, for example, with the very first episode, where are you really, really from? Remember that?
Yes, yes.
I don't think at the time we understood just how powerful that was.
No.
Right? Here's why. We got into the discussion of heritage, right? And what that means. People always say you need to understand where you're from to know where you're going.
Yes.
Those are all things that we said, but I don't think we truly understood just how powerful that was in the moment. Here's why. I was having a conversation with my dad. I said, yo, this work ethic, right? Where does it come from? How is it that we can be put in whatever situation and approach it with the attitude of okay, there's work to be done. This is what we're going to do. These are the values that we're going to instill. And this is how we want the outcome to be. And he said, yo, I learned that from my dad. I said, where did you learn that? Where did he learn that from? His dad. Where did he learn that from? His dad. So it's not by mistake that these things happen. Right?
Oh, you are not, so right.
It's not that these things just one day, God said, Ibrahim, that you're going to be great. Nah, bro. Those things come
instilling us
from generations back, you know, and what, you know, greatness begets greatness. And I have to sort of give ourselves credit in that sense that we had the will to explore that. Where are you really from?
It really started everything. And I said, if you have not listened to our first season,
please do.
Episode, please do. You'll just hear just our evolution on just how, but it all starts from there. And what I've been saying, you know, it's the same mirror for me. You know, my mom's been an entrepreneur her whole life, a businesswoman. Whole life. I've seen her bargain, negotiate all over the world. India, Dubai, everywhere. Like New York, I've seen her bargain everywhere. And at that time, as a kid, I'm like, hey, remember my mom, you know, businesswoman, always negotiating prices and stuff like that. But, you know, you reach to a point, all of us, all of her kids, we have that same spirit in them. And, you know, it's understanding your heritage. And you can go back to a generation where her mom was one of the most prominent businesswomen in Gambia, powerful female leader at her time. And you understand how these things pass on. And once you understand that, it empowers you. And now, I don't have doubt.
You
know, I know, yo, this is within me. It's
within you and no one can take that away from you.
So, bruh, I've been telling people, man, don't stop telling my parents are African. Oh, you know, my parents are from Gambia. Bro, you are, like I said, you're robbing yourself.
You're robbing yourself of your greatness. And once you embrace that, yo, sky's the limit. That sky's the beginning, really.
It just gives you confidence and calmness. And, you know, never should be arrogance.
No.
But
always remain grateful.
Remain grateful.
It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to experience the life that you live, but also understand just how powerful one can be. And, yo, we have so many examples of that. We can go down a whole list, but right now I just really want to call out the work that Ismail has done with InnovaRx and just seeing that like come from a concept to what it is now, like that's real inspiration.
Bro, it's real inspiration.
It's real inspiration.
And, you know, like I said, people don't be knowing the story. People mm-hmm. is thinking, but like I said, it's just you have to. It's a lot of determination, sacrifice, and you know, like in your family, you know, you just gotta find inspiration and also acknowledge, you know, the journeys that your close friends
you draw from that, through. Man.
And you know, let that not ever scare you, inspire you. So, mm-hmm. like for me, you know, I'm sharing about my brother, like my sister Fatim. Mm-hmm. She has, you know, we'll bring like some products on episodes. We'll talk about it, but she has a whole e-commerce store now where she's selling. If you want to buy arts and crafts, you know, books from Gambia, you mm-hmm. know, like buy print, fashion prints, you can go there and buy that. You know, and,
there you go.
Like. She has her own cafe business. So, you know what I'm saying? Like that mindset, that spirit, it's so inspirational when you draw those things from your family.
Yeah.
A lot of times we just like, oh, this is what they do. But take time.
Take time.
See
take
what
time.
The journey is.
You shout can take out, some from it. Shout out the fam for real.
Yeah. Like
big up to, of course, Sweet Coco, of course.
Please, Ivan. I, you know.
Yvonne, we're so proud of you, man. She just opened up for Simi in Seattle.
Cruise bombs, please.
Cruise bombs for Sweet Coco one time. Something Sweet, the EP's been out. A lot of big things going on with Sweet Coco right now, man. Like,
we're waiting on the album.
Yeah, we're really waiting on that drop. So once that drops, just know it'll be in a rotation for real.
Just so inspirational.
Man.
And like I said, it's just, I get so excited for, you know, I told her this, like, where her journey is mm-hmm. gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, this is just maybe tip off the iceberg tops. So what we do, like, you know, I said, is just empower, support, and allow them to be that talented person they are.
Yeah.
And anyone who knows Sweet Coco, like, I'm like, you know, I'm telling you.
There's
yeah, by the way, we got a background, so you
sorry,
can see
people waving.
You know, I've been waving people here and there. So, but carry on, like, just, you know.
I don't think there's a room that she can go into that she won't light up the room, you know.
100%. It's just there. Like, bro, she's a star in all aspects. And I say, man, you know, all I'm just happy is when, you know, when later she's blown up and everyone, I'll be like, hey, you know,
we called it.
You know, this is shit.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like LeBron Capital. Like, yeah, I knew Sweet Coco. I've been listening to Sweet Coco.
Sweet Coco, I knew her since.
I knew she was coming.
Man, I knew her since 2007, man.
Man, you know.
Yo, we got to adjust this guy, bro.
LeBron is a capper, bro. Capper of cappers. Oh, my God.
Yo, LeBron is capping, bro. Oh, my days. That shit killed me. Have you been watching any shows recently?
Well, there was a Captain's show on Netflix. Mm. You know, it's just like World Cup is coming, so.
Okay, yeah. I like the Jamaican one.
The Jamaican, yeah. I like, shout out to the Jamaican captain. Mm. Really good. He's a great leader.
Very, very much so.
Aubameyang was all right. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, it is. But yeah, that's about been the main thing, excited for World Cup.
I lost a little bit right now because my boy Sadio Mane is injured. He's not out?
He's not been ruled out yet. He's just, he'll probably be playing.
Oh, God, he's good.
Yeah, you know, I think the news first hit all over, like, he's out. But Sadio Mane, you know, they're saying that it's not because he's ruled out. So, you know, speedy recovery to him.
Facts. We need him, man.
Yeah, I mean, Senegal is, and they're in a very good group.
Very.
So I think.
We need
but again,
him.
You know, I just, it's since 2010, there haven't been much joy from the World Cup from African teams.
Yeah, yeah. 2010 was, I mean, 2010 was 2010.
Was
we can't even go on.
It would be really nice to see an African team.
We really need that, man. We really need
it's
that.
It's just, you know, it's desperately needed.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the World Cup, but, you know, I just hope I'm proven wrong. Just looking at all the teams who made it, Senegal maybe has the best chance.
Cameroon?
Cameroon is deep, but I think the physicality, very physical.
Yeah.
And, you know, World Cup, again, like, referees do tend to
they do, yeah,
more
harsh
on African teams,
yeah,
physicality.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Cameroon and Senegal, I'll probably say, you know, has the best odds of going deep stages in the tournament.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too, man. I'm hoping. Anyway, what are we at? The 9th today?
Yeah, it starts on the 20th.
20th.
So, you know.
Yeah, those hotel rooms in Qatar, bro, they're
containers.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it's
somebody said if you sleep at the wrong time, you'll end up on a ship in the shipping container.
You might end up being, you know, a Captain Phillips. Costa Somali fam.
They said what, 200 a night for that small thing?
Yeah, for containers.
Does it even have a shower inside? I didn't see.
They didn't look like it.
Mate,
probably public showers around it.
You're moving like the Olympics when, you know, remember the athlete hotels?
Yeah.
They had them on like cardboards.
So like I said, I don't understand. You know, from just as football fans, to be honest, the December World Cup thing was FIFA taking too much money to let Qatar host the World Cup in winter time, but it should
and
never happen.
He also said
we should never have a World Cup in the winter.
Yeah.
It's just not a good time. Players, that's like the time where their most matches, like consecutive matches in football, to want to squeeze the tournament where players give their 150%.
Yo,
to
Pogs is out, Kante is out. Like
you don't give, like, yeah. So, you know, I hope it's a good World Cup, but big stars missing. And
who do you think, realistically, who do you think wins it?
Brazil.
Okay. I put my money on Brazil. But
they are, you know, but.
And it'll be the biggest disappointment in recent memory if they don't win. Because
none of the other teams are as deep.
No.
Just from their attacking forward-wise, I just think Brazil trumps. But I think the World Cup, you know, it's a tournament game. You know,
it is.
You have one bad game, you're out.
Done.
So there's that variability alone. But I would say Brazil's up there, France. You can never bet on England, but who knows?
Nah, man, with Southgate there.
Hey, how are we forgetting Belgium?
Dark horse.
They shouldn't be a dark horse, but they just don't.
No one ever gives them
their
credit.
They were out in the semis last year, so they were close.
Exactly.
So Belgium actually, you know, could be underrated. But I just say if I was a better or a gambler, I would, you know, put my money on
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah. People have this idea that Argentina is going to do well, but I don't know where they get that, you know, like.
No, Argentina. But, hey, you know, let us know your predictions. Who do you guys think will win the World Cup? You know, if we're dreamers, I would say Senegal or Cameroon. Yeah, that would be my ideal, an African team, you know.
That'll always be my number one, like,
how
wish.
How do you feel if, like, did Algeria qualify?
Morocco.
How do you feel if Morocco won the World Cup?
He set me up. All I'm gonna say is I don't know if I would be at the parades. if Senegal, Cameroon, somebody won.
We going to Yaounde or Dakar. You know,
I'm booking the flight same day, bro. Like, no questions asked.
But if Morocco is, you know, we might be
good job. Good job.
You know, good job. Well done, sir. Well done.
But you know. It's all relative.
Yeah, but anyway, to wrap it up, we're almost out of time here.
Yeah.
You know, any final thoughts? What we have coming up? I know we have one more episode left this season.
For the season,
you know, as you can see, new setup, new venue, and like we plan on, you know, coming up with more consistent episodes again for the upcoming seasons. And you know, we'll have more guests. We'll have dialogues on African music, culture, sports. You know, that we always do, and you know,
food.
Just food for thought.
Yeah. Nah, definitely. Just wanted to come back and reconnect.
Yeah.
And just let you all know where
we've
been.
We are live, guys.
All good things. And yeah, more to come. That's all I can really say. But yeah, thank you guys. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, all of that. And yeah, be blessed. Peace, love, and prosperity. We're out.
All right, signing out.